You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Ellen. It is the Anton Savage Show, 53106, at a cost of 30 cents if you'd like to get in touch, or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp. I'm joined by Paul Brandis, who is White House Bureau Chief with West Wing Reports, to analyse the events in the US over the last couple of days. And we start with events in the US more recently, the last few hours, because two are apparently dead after a Mexican Navy tall ship crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. This is one of the tallest naval sail training vessels in the world. I think it's a three-mast ship. It has been in Irish territorial waters on numerous occasions, has visited Dublin on many different occasions, and been in the Liffey during the tall ships, visited by thousands while it was here. Paul, what do we know of what happened with the Brooklyn Bridge?
Well, the Brooklyn Bridge, of course, is one of the most iconic sites in New York City. Any tourist who has visited is certainly aware of it. What happened? I think you gave a pretty good summary of it. This Mexican sailing ship, which had very tall masts, was on a global goodwill tour, struck the bridge overnight. Apparently what happened was that it's three tall masts were snapped. Latest reports say that the two crew members have been killed. Apparently other sailors dangling from harnesses high in the air had to wait for help. I think when I heard of this, perhaps others, my thoughts immediately raced back a year to a much more deadly incident in the city of Baltimore, Maryland. What happened then was, of course, a cargo ship struck the support structure of a bridge. Part of the bridge fell into the water. Six people who were on the bridge died. In this case, the Brooklyn Bridge appears to be structurally okay. That's according to New York City's Mayor Eric Adams. So that's about it. The bridge is okay, fortunately, but unfortunately, at least two people have been killed.
And as I understand it, there are reports of several other injuries and casualties on the boat, and an investigation continues. We'll turn to matters politics, Paul, because we were reporting yesterday and discussing Donald Trump's attack on Taylor Swift and on Bruce Springsteen. Hard still to get to the bottom of why he decided to have a cut at Taylor Swift. But the reason that he had a cut at Bruce Springsteen was because of reported comments that Springsteen had made at his concert as part of his world tour, this one in Manchester. Since then, the audio of what Bruce Springsteen had to say has emerged.
There's some very weird, strange, and dangerous going on out there. In America, they are persecuting people for using their right to free speech and voicing their dissent. This is happening now. In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to to sickness and death. This is happening now. In my country, they're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain that they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and moral society. They're abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators.
Bruce Springsteen there speaking at his concert in Manchester. Paul, it's a fairly swinging attack. Will it have any effect?
Well, we'll see what happens. I think the interesting part, at least for me, just being a journalist and author and all of that, is Springsteen pointing out, of course, Trump's attacks on the First Amendment, which, of course, guarantees the right of free speech without retribution from the federal government. That's at the very heart of the First Amendment. Trump basically validated that part of Springsteen's comment by taking to social media and saying, well, we'll see what happens to him when he gets back to this country, which sort of sounds like a threat. You know, everybody knows that President Trump is extremely thin-skinned, does not like any kind of criticism whatsoever, and Springsteen's comments, which we just heard, were withering, and that was only a portion of it. Then, of course, you had Robert De Niro, the Academy Award-winning actor at the Cannes Film Festival, saying pretty much the same thing, and Trump and De Niro, of course, who have known each other for decades, have been going at it just back and forth and back and forth. And then maybe the weirdest of all is Trump's attacks on Taylor Swift, the huge pop star. Trump says that, I'm quoting, I'm paraphrasing, well, no, there's a quote. He said that she is no longer hot. Now, why he would say that is just kind of, you know, just kind of bizarre. And he says she's not popular anymore, which is kind of strange considering she just finished this 2-year, you know, huge global tour and all of that. It's just kind of hard to explain why the president of the United States, which with so much on his plate, Russia and Iran and Gaza and just all issue after issue, would care about things like this. It's just kind of odd. It's just hard to fathom and hard to explain.
We've seen criticism from those perceived to be on the left that no matter how aggressive it is, it seems to have no impact. This week, though, also saw criticism from those who would be stalwart MAGA supporters. Laura Loomer, Ben Shapiro, Rand Paul, all coming out to various different degrees to criticize the acceptance of a $400 million Boeing 747 from Qatar. Will that have an effect?
Well, there's audio that has emerged of Trump criticizing, Democrats in the past for cozying up to these Middle Eastern states, and Qatar in particular has been mentioned. Trump is saying, you owe the American people an explanation. Why are you cozying up to these dictators and killers and all of that? We demand an explanation, that sort of thing. And then when you juxtapose those comments against what's happening now, this acceptance of this $400 million luxury jet, and Trump attacking a reporter who had merely asked about sort of the ethics of it, said, you're stupid for asking such a question. It's ridiculous. Of course we should take it. It's an airplane and we've done so much for them over the years. And so the hypocrisy, of course, is towering. Trump refuses to see it, but that's sort of where it is. Whether it'll have an impact or not, yeah, I don't know. I mean, these Republicans are criticizing Trump, but it's only a handful of them. His base across the country, if they're even aware of this, I'm not sure they particularly care. I'll tell you the one thing, though, that is going to, in my view, turn people against Trump in the red states where his support is. And it's this a budget going through Capitol Hill now, which includes hundreds of billions of dollars in cuts that are going to affect a preponderant effect on people in the red states, children who depend on medical aid and school lunches and that kind of thing. The things that the Trump administration is proposing to cut are really going to come down hard on people in these red states. In other words, the people who supported Trump. So when they really find out how this is impacting them, that perhaps could turn people against him, but we'll see.
The other one, of course, that we'll have to see the impact of is what's going to happen with consumer prices. Interesting to see a spat now developing between Walmart and the president, because the president is saying that Walmart should just eat the additional costs on them from his tariffs.
Well, how a company operates is not up to him. This is a public company, lots of shareholders. And in the case of Walmart, it is the country's biggest retailer. They import a lot from China and Canada and the rest of the world and so forth. The CEO of Walmart the other day said that we can't hold back any longer. We're going to have to start raising prices on new inventory coming in to this country. He warned that the prices are going to start going up really any day now, certainly by the end of May, and in June and July, the price increases are going to be even more severe. The Christmas shopping season, just 6 months away, I guess, we're absolutely going to see higher prices. The back to school shopping season in August and September, same thing. Trump hates this, obviously, because he is warned that these tariffs aren't really, you know, it's not going to be a big deal. Over the long run, it's going to be much better for the country. And he's telling Walmart, you're going to have to eat these price increases. Do not pass them on to your customers. Walmart is doing, and at least it says, everything it can to blunt the impact on consumers. But you know, I mean, margins are not big enough to allow them to do that. They also have responsibilities to shareholders and all of that. So, you know, Walmart, these retailers are really in a tight spot. They can only do so much. There's no question that inflation is going to occur and it's going to hurt people. That is what bothers Trump. I mean, these are his policies. This is the damage that he is inflicting.
And of course, the reason it's coming to fruition, particularly at the moment, is simple facets of logistics and shipping. If the ship left China filled with equipment 2 or 3 months ago, it takes that long to get to the US, and that's when the tariffs begin to hit prices, which is in this period. The one thing that Trump has always been able to do is to find somebody else to blame for any of these downstream consequences. Is he starting to run out of people that he can blame, or will he still be able to sell the notion that this is a legacy of Democrat failure, or specifically Biden administration legacy?
Well, we've all been following Trump for more than a decade now, and I think it's pretty clear that after a decade as a politician, that his ability to continually blame others seems limitless. He simply cannot accept responsibility for anything that is negative. So I don't think so. I think he'll continually, even if he has to make things up, Trump will continue to blame others for everything that goes wrong. He gave, he gave an interview with somebody around his 100-day anniversary, and I think the interviewer said, well, what would you do over again if you could? Have you made any mistakes? What have you learned from your first 100 days? And Trump said, I've not made any mistakes. Everything has gone perfectly according to plan, that kind of thing. He simply cannot accept the fact that he is a human being subject to being, he's not infallible yet. He seems to think he is. So I think he's going to keep on blaming others, even if he has to make up the grievances and the blame. He simply cannot accept blame for anything of negative consequence.
Paul, as ever, thank you very much. That's Paul Brandis, White House Bureau Chief of West Wing Reports, with that analysis there for us from Washington.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.